person or over the airwaves, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel, who is to my left just by a little bit, and your right just by a little bit, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourself.
It occurs to me, Mr. Chairman, that you've been saying the same direction for, I don't know, like 17 years or something like that, and it throws you off. As the chairman stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present or participating by phone is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberation and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves, I should add, everyone in attendance or on the phone should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Within the chambers, supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. After that, we will go to the phone and see if there's anybody on the phone who wishes to comment either for or against with regard to the application. Whenever speaking to the commission here in chambers, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. For any of the testimony, the chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone where that testimony is either irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. And also during the proceedings, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use number 2214. Anthony Crivella and Harold E. Dukes, Jr.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a food truck to be operated for a period exceeding 3 days, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.115 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Johnson Street, southeast of Central Avenue. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 13.20, Parcel 25.00, submitted into the record. Staff would note that we have a site plan and a survey, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's exhibits, and a Dale Dot service level evaluation response. Staff would note we've also received 2 mail returns. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Good evening, commissioners. It's nice to see you all in person again. My name is Mackenzie P, and I'm an attorney with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor. I am here tonight on behalf of Danisa Woodfire Pizza LLC, the applicant, and Anthony Crivella and Harold E. Dukes, the owners of the tax map and parcel number 334-13.20-25.00, located on the northeast side of Johnston Street, southeast of Central Ave. The owners and applicants are not in attendance this evening, and I am here on their behalf. The applicant, as Director Whitehouse stated, is requesting a conditional use to permit, locate, and operate their food truck on the property for a period exceeding 3 days to provide food for patrons of Revelation Brewing Company located on lot number 45 to comply with code section 115-79 of the Sussex County Code. There is some relevant land use history on lot number 45 that is relevant to this conditional use request that I would like to briefly explain to be forthcoming with you. Revelation was approved for a conditional use of land on lot number 45 to operate a microbrewery on the lot in 2018. As part of that use, Revelation then engaged Dunisa Woodfire Pizza to provide food for Revelation patrons. The food truck was located along Central Avenue initially and permitted in that location by the county in accordance with their temporary removable vendor permit. That temporary permit was issued to the applicant to allow for the food truck to remain in that location on Central Avenue from March 15th through November 15, 2019. Subsequently, a complaint was filed with the Planning and Zoning Department as a result of a permanent 10 on lot 45 and the placement of that food truck in the front yard setback and also partially in the right-of-way along Central Avenue, which was obviously problematic. And Revelation then received a notice of violation from the county on August 1st, 2019 as a result of those two violations. For your information, the violation with intent has been resolved, and so now we're here before you to resolve the issue with the food truck. So in effort to bring lot number 45 into compliance where Revelation currently sits and to remedy their notice of violation, the applicant and Revelation proposed relocation of the food truck to lot number 49. In the back. So essentially what they did was move the food truck from the front yard into the backyard on a different lot. As part of that relocation, former Director Cornwall required the applicant to submit a conditional use application, and the application was submitted to the department in December of 2019. The application was initially scheduled for hearing earlier, but we were obviously delayed as a result of COVID, and now the applicant is before you requesting the conditional use. Are there any questions about the history before I move on to the particular application? Okay. So lot 49 is a 5,000 square foot unimproved lot located within the C1 general commercial district, surrounded by like-kind commercial properties. Again, Revelation is in the front, Tomato Sunshine, and then there's the furniture store now in the corner too. There's a lot going on in that area now. The food truck is located within the property's setback, sitting 60 foot off of Johnston Street and then 5 feet off the side yard. Section 115-79 of the code does require a conditional use for a food truck to be operated for a period exceeding 3 days. And according to the code, the purpose of a grant of conditional use is to provide for certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment, in particular locations with full protection offered to surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulations. The proposed location of the food truck is compatible with the surrounding uses and is extremely low profile as it sits behind the Revelation microbrewery on another lot. The food truck also operates currently on weekends only when Revelation is open. The food truck's location on the lot does not require additional parking per code. The location is also temporary as Revelation will be moving to another alternative site nearby and will be terminating their lease on lot number 45 at the end of this year, and that will also affect the operation of the food truck on lot number 49. So this is very temporary in time as well. Beyond that, it's pretty straightforward. I'd like to conclude my presentation there and ask if there are any questions.
All right, well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
Yeah, you said the food truck will be present on the weekend. Would you clarify the days and the hours of operation?
Sure. So it's specifically from 11 to somewhere between 7 and 9, depending on business.
Okay, so 11 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yes.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay.
Just the waste from the food truck, will there be a dumpster on site?
There's actually a dumpster specifically at the disposal facility on lot number 49 at Revelation.
Mm-hmm. And you said no additional parking will be required?
No, and just so you know too, that food truck as part of an arrangement with the county has actually been there since November 2019. It's just that we're finally before you trying to seek the actual approval.
Right.
Okay.
That's all I have, thank you.
Okay.
Is it run by a generator or is it on site there? Is it hooked up?
It's hooked up to Revelation.
Okay.
For power.
Okay, good, because their generator is pretty loud.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Is it for me?
Okay.
Mr. Hopkins?
Just a grammatical question.
Sure.
It says for a period exceeding 3 days, a food truck to be operated for a period exceeding 3 days. In other words, at least, you want to do it at least 3 days a week.
So the code specifically states exceeding 3 days, so it would be more than 3 days. Yes, and it's also to allow it to remain in that location from a period exceeding March 15th to November 15th.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's all I have.
You're welcome. Okay,
thank you, sir. Staff?
No, me, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Counselor?
Just one point of clarification. So it's open on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but it's going to be there 7 days a week.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure so nobody assumes that it's going to be taken away. So,
thank
okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
All right. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2214? Anthony Crivella and Harold E. Dukes, Jr., in favor. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2214? Operator, is there anyone who would like to comment on conditional use number 2214?
Mr. Chairman, if we could wait about 30 seconds just because of the delay on the broadcast.
I don't believe there's anyone there.
Chebeck would be proud.
Okay. I'm only doing that once, so if you didn't hear it this time, too bad. Don't appear to be anyone that wishes to.
I believe the operator confirmed that there's no one on.
He did confirm?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else on the commission have any questions? If not, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2216, Kenneth Dominic Alton Drummond.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for home remodeling and repair services, storage, repair and maintenance, light building material and storage and general office for quality care homes and a manager's residence to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.57 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Hopkins Road, approximately 0.58 miles northwest of Beaver Dam Road, that's Route 23. The 911 address is 20366 Hopkins Road. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 46.04, and it is staff would note it's a part of that parcel. Staff would note that submitted into the record we have a site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit book, a copy of the staff analysis, and comments from the DLDOT service level evaluation response. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. I recognize this masked man approaching as Mr. Davidson.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Panani Associates, located just outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here tonight representing the applicant, Kenneth Dominic Alton Drummond. And with me tonight is Mr. Drummond, sitting a few rows back there on my left. And also with me tonight is Alan Decker, a professional engineer with Panani. As introduced, this is an application to grant a conditional use of lands in an AR1 agricultural residential district that will be located on 3.57 acres out of the 6.34 acres of the property, located in the Lewis Rehoboth 100, and it's located on the west side of Hopkins Road. As Mr. Whitehouse introduced, I did submit a hearing exhibit and booklet, and I have provided a PowerPoint presentation. As I go through my presentation, I'll go through those slides as well. Mr. Drummond is the owner of Quality Care Homes, and he has owned the subject property since February of 2018. The properties are bordered on the north and west by an agricultural fields currently being farmed. These lands are not in ag preservation. He's bordered on the south by wooded lands that was once part of the total tract from which this subject property was a part of. And then he's bordered on the east by Hopkins Road, which is a local road with connections to Fisher Road and Beaver Dam, which will provide easy and safe access to Georgetown, Lewis, Rehoboth Beach, Millsboro, and the Long Neck area. The proposed conditional use is for a home remodeling and repair services, storage, repair, and maintenance, like building material and storage, general office for quality care homes, and as well as a manager's residence for quality care homes. Since 2015, Quality Care Homes has been a local Delaware company that has been delivering home improvement and general contracting services to the homeowners of coastal Sussex County. Quality Care Homes provides home remodeling, kitchen and bath upgrades, decks and porches, general contracting and repairs. Currently, Quality Care has two full-time employees, eight subcontractor 1099 employees, and plans to grow to 20 full-time employees in the future. We know that the purpose of a conditional use is to provide for certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment in a particular location with full protection offered to surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulations. These uses are generally of a public and semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare, but because of the nature of the use, the importance of the relationship to the comprehensive plan and possible impact not only on neighboring properties but on large sections of the county require the exercise of the planning judgment on location and site plan. In the hearing booklet that I submitted a site plan for the property. You do have a pull up here of the site. I'm going to run down through the actual use on this property. The plan that was submitted shows how the applicant plans to develop this property for his business. Currently on site, he and his family live in the house. It's located right here. The 3.57 acres is shaded in gray here, starting up here at Hopkins Road with a 50-foot access easement that will go back to the primary part of the property. As I stated, they do live on the property currently, and they are part of the neighborhood, and therefore this plan will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or create a public nuisance. The applicant has planted in excess of 80 new trees along open borders of this property. On this plan here, shown in green here, are the areas that he has already planted these trees of the property, and I did provide an aerial photo that was on the first slide here. That shows, it's a little dark here, but you can see in these areas here where he has already planted these trees all the way up and down the open borders where trees are not already located on the property. The buildings, parking, and storage and for the business begin approximately 1,000 feet back from Hopkins Road. And as I stated, what he's primarily wanting to place the business for Quality Home Care is back here on the back of the property, which again is approximately 1,000 feet. As you can see, the access to his property is from a 50-foot access on the road, and it kind of, as you go back approximately 400 feet or so, it takes a jog to the right and then continues on to the bulk of the 6 acres of the property. The conditional use area will be surrounded by a vegetated buffer that will provide for proper screening from adjacent neighbors and roadways. Stormwater will be within the conditional use area of the property and will provide for 100% infiltration and groundwater recharge and will meet all SCD and Denerec state regulations. There will be a new on-site wastewater disposal system and an on-site domestic well, meeting all the requirements of Denerec for the uses proposed under the conditional use application. The entrance for the application will share the same entrance as the single-family home on the property, and upgrades to the entrance as required by DLDOT will be provided by the applicant. Two additional buildings are being proposed to provide a means for storage of materials, repair to vehicles, and the day-to-day office and business operation for Quality Care Homes. The second story of one of the buildings will be for the general office operations, as well as a living space for the business's general manager or a quality employee that Mr. Drummond is seeking to hire. So two buildings are being proposed in the back here. They're approximately 4,800 square feet each. They're pole building style buildings that he's looking to build in the back here. We show the parking area and the general area. And again, the reason for these two buildings here is to keep everything under roof, any storage of materials that he brings back from the job site, anything that he has to use for his day-to-day operations of what he does, he wants to keep inside the building. If he has to repair any of his vehicles, his trailers, that he will do all that inside the building. In general, with the objective of ensuring a durable, harmonious, and appropriate use of the land in accordance with the objectives of the comprehensive plan, the conditional use site plan presented with this application assures a good arrangement and appearance in ensuring harmony with the neighborhood. In the 2019 Sussex Comprehensive Plan, the area for the proposed conditional use is identified to be in a low-density area. The focus of business uses in low-density areas should be providing services to nearby residences. Commercial areas in these residential areas should be limited to their location, size, and hours of operation. The Sussex Plan suggests that each application should be reviewed on its own merit and does not have a negative impact on the surrounding area or the county in general. I did supply a map here kind of showing, outlining other conditional uses that are in this vicinity of Sussex County, and Mr. Drummond's property is located right here, so you can see where other small businesses and conditional use applications have been secured for those types of businesses in the area. The 2015 strategies for state policies and spending identifies the area as an investment level 4. I did, in the hearing booklet, I did submit some conditions of approval. I won't read them all, but I will highlight a couple of them. For the record here, the use shall be limited to home remodeling and home construction services with light material storage, along with maintenance and repairs to the equipment associated with the business, an office space for the business, and a residence for the manager or employee associated with the business. To enhance the general character of the district and its compatibility with its residential and agricultural surroundings, Mr. Drummond's asking for only one indirectly illuminated on-premise sign, not to exceed 32 square feet of sign area per side. The hours of operations will be limited to 6 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 7 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturday, and there'll be no Sunday hours of operations. Any security lighting will be screened and downward and will not encroach on adjacent properties. He's not planning on doing any dumping on the site, and all dumpsters permitted on the site shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. All equipment, trailer, vehicle maintenance, and repair will occur indoors, and all loading areas, storage areas, and trash container areas shall be screened and be located at least 50 feet from all property lines. So those are some of the conditions. There's a few others, but those are some of the highlighted conditions that Mr. Drummond would like to propose for his application. And then we feel that the proposed conditional use meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district and the comprehensive plan by providing sufficient space in appropriate locations for the certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment. In particular occasions with full protection offered to the surrounding properties by the rigid application of the district, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. So with that, with my presentation and the hearing exhibits that I've submitted along with the conditional use site plan, that is my presentation, and I'll take any questions.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Couple, you answered just about all of them, and good job on getting your presentation done. Anyway, does the applicant still live at the premises?
Yes. He and his family, they live there. They plan to still continue to live there, yes.
And will there be outdoor storage chemicals, anything like that? Nothing will be stored outside?
Nothing.
How about deliveries? Will they be getting any lumber? What kind of deliveries will they be?
I think most of the stuff that he, since he does deck repairs and home remodeling, most of his equipment and most of the lumber and everything gets taken to the job site. If there's any left over at the end of a job, he'll bring that back and store it in one of the buildings there. That's why we're asking for a little bit larger building than normal for the site so that everything can be stored under roof.
Okay. And the number of vehicles you're expecting? How many trucks does he have now?
Right now he has, I would say, I believe he's got, you know, a few trucks and trailers right now. But again, most of his employees right now are 1099. So he's looking to grow. He's grown substantially in the last 5 years since starting out in 2015 with just the two of them. And then now he's looking to grow to be about 20 employees full time. So.
Wow, good for him. I'm telling you. All right. So 20 employees. So how many parking spaces were on this that you're, I just want to make sure we're not, you know, this is usually Mr. Hopkins' question, so.
Right now we're showing 10 employee parking spaces, but we're also showing 8 spaces for truck and trailer parking. So for the his employees, they take a small utility type truck or a pickup truck, and they take enclosed trailers or open trailers that will haul materials to and from the project or project sites.
Okay, that's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
No, thank you, sir.
Mayor.
Mr. Davidson, the building parallel to the rear property line indicates manager's residence. Is somebody going to live there?
Yes, he's on the second story. That's the only building that's going to have two stories. The building up front there is going to be a one-story building. But he plans to put his office operations up on the second story and then looks to hire a quality employee or a general manager as he's growing to be able to stay on the premises.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, staff?
None for me, thank you.
Okay, Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
All right, Mr. Davidson, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2216, Kenneth Dominic Alton Drummond? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2216? Okay, operator, is there anyone who would like to speak either for or against conditional use number 2216? Anyone else?
Again, keep it in mind.
We have no one else that wishes to speak right now.
All right, then. Does anyone on the commission have any questions, further questions?
I just have one more question, and it's actually for you, Mr. Robertson. He doesn't need to do anything special if he's going to have somebody living there. I mean, this is fine under the conditional use.
Yeah, that's actually the
That was actually included in the way it was advertised and applied for.
Okay.
So we can deal with that. Yeah.
All right, that's great.
True. That was one of the things. I had that same question, so I looked at that. We're good.
Anything else, commissioners? No? All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. The next public hearing is conditional use number 2233, Brothers Landscaping LLC.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of German Road, approximately 1.58 miles east of Concord Pond Road. The 911 address is 24516 German Road, Seaford. The tax parcel ID is District 231, Map 13, Parcel 190.00. Staff would note that submitted into the record, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, and the DLDOT service level evaluation response. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, if you would give us your name for the record, and you may have the floor.
My name is Ismar. Good evening, everyone.
Okay. And you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you wish to add?
I would like to help me to speak for me. Can you tell me that?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Amy Pardee. I'm the office manager at Brothers.
Okay.
We proposed the application for extending the back of the property for our commercial vehicles. We did have a complaint on which we were making noise one morning when we were expanding the driveway, like the parking area. We had some crush and run delivered in the early morning. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what caused the complaint.
Okay.
So we made the driveway, the parking lot for employees to park, and then we had some vehicles that were parked there from where we just moved to the property. So there was some vehicles in the area that were brought from our other property, which are now gone. There was a question about one of the, there's like, looks like a little dog house. It's over the well, so it's covered and no one can fall into the well. And we cleaned up all the dirt and debris that was also in the complaint. And then once we cleaned all that up, we expanded the driveway a little bit more and where we can keep our landscaping supplies, any of our flowers that we use, our irrigation lines and stuff like that are stored in one of the sheds that is on the building, along with our tools that we use. As of right now, we have 5 vehicles with trailers, right?
More than that.
Is it 8?
8.
It's 8, and then we also have a dump truck that's sitting on the property that we use at a different locations that we work at, and usually when we use that kind of a truck, we go and we dump at, what is it, Station 5? So we never really keep any old trees or branches or anything like that on the property. Trash is usually gone. And also, with that being said, we also have an area for that truck to be parked at, which is in the back of the property, because it's a bigger vehicle. What else do we want to say? So the other owner of the company, he lives on the property. We have security cameras up along the building. We videotape that. We also plan on the right side of the property adding private fence to keep us separated from the one neighbor. Apparently she has a daycare there, so we're trying to keep it so none of the kids, if she has anything else, kids outside, we're going to run the fence all the way down the property so they can't get into our area.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
Okay, I do have some. So I've seen your trucks going up and down the road, and I drove back in there yesterday, checked the place out. I'm impressed with, you know, your equipment on the road, and the site is very orderly, and I think it complements the area. It really, but I do have some questions. So how long have y'all been in business?
We have been in business since 2010.
2010?
So yeah, 10 years.
And how many employees do you have?
We have like 28 employees.
So that's a lot of employees.
Yeah, not counting my brother and me.
So you and your brother started the company?
Yes.
And what did you do before that?
We used to work for somebody else doing the landscaping, and we learned from that company, but they wasn't paying enough, you know, for what I was doing. And one day my brother told me to, what if we start our own business so we can make a little bit more money? And I told him, like, yes, let's do it. And we tried it, you know, in 2010, but it was not easy to start it. It was really, really hard to find jobs, and where I am right now, I'm like happy, you know, for all what I already done.
That's great. Who do you work for? I mean, where does your business come from?
Residences, businesses.
Yeah, we started first with Inside Homes. We started doing landscape for Inside Home, and they keep us busy almost like every day. And after that, I find another job with Horsey Company, and I've been with them for like 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So my brother is running all the landscaping. I do all the gratings.
Yes. I think I've seen you on some projects. Yeah, you're doing ponds and stuff.
Ponds, swales, and all that stuff. Yeah,
it's quality work. So that's quite a success story. We need more. We need more folks like you out
dream
about.
Right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, him and his brother are also working on getting their citizenship here. That's going to be, another 10 months or so, and they will be citizens.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yep.
So, how many acres do you have there?
We have 5 acres.
And how long have you been at that location?
September of this year. Mm-hmm.
So where were you before that?
We was there in Laurel, North Hickory Road, but we was renting over there. And after the owner sold us buying more equipment, he started raising his price and rent. And the rent goes up and up and up and never stopping.
He was
paying a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah, the property was too small for all our vehicles.
Yeah. So how many employees park at your, of the 28 or 30 or however many employees you have now, how many of them park, come drive there and park? Because I didn't see many employees.
Because they are most like friends and brothers, so they come. They use one truck,
okay.
And they come like 4 person in each truck.
I see.
And for this COVID, but right now, most of my workers, they showed up to the job site.
Right.
Yeah.
So, So the problem, to your knowledge, was basically one neighbor, the neighbor that lives adjacent?
Mm-hmm.
Just one day. And, just because I was grading, mm-hmm. you know, the back building to park my truck there. It was a hole in there and I was leveling.
Yeah, that's when and the crush of run was delivered.
Just what I complained only that day and then after that, nobody.
It was back when you were, September, yes. whenever, when you were moving in and you had to bring some dirt in and stones.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. How, neighbors seem okay now?
Yes.
Yeah, probably just a misunderstanding.
We have a neighbor here.
Oh, great.
Oh,
well, maybe, okay. So maybe you'll have a chance to speak later. So we just want to cover the parking, both, you know, your trail. How many trailers do you have to pull your skid steers and mini excavators and all that stuff?
We have seven trailers.
Yeah.
And six bobcats. And I had to the trench, you know, to make the irrigation system, the trench machine.
Trenchers and stuff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, but you have 5 acres, so you can still go back if you need to build more parking lot or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you want a sign out, you can request a sign that's like a 4x8 sheet of plywood size out front, and it could potentially even have a light shining on it. Are you interested in that or not? Or would you rather not even advertise that you're back in there?
That's a good question. I have to ask my brother.
Yeah, okay. Right. I can see
but
you going either way. Because you're not really...
Something like we can do?
You can request it.
If we grant it, then you could do it, but you don't have to. We're not forcing you to put a sign up.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yes, just it would be up to you. So, I mean,
He's shaking his head yes, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
All what we do, I had to share with my brother.
Oh, that's good. That's
yes.
good. So it looks like, it sounds like there's more land if you need to build some more parking or whatever. What about backup alarms? Do you have a way to if that's an issue? Do you have a way to turn them off if you need to be backing up early in the morning?
When I'm using my ski steer there, I usually turn and plug the backup alarm. That way, I don't make
noise
so
in town.
Much noise in there.
Yeah.
And my parking lot is when I come in, I just go around and then every morning we just leave.
Right.
Never back up.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So you try to bring it in so your trucks can drive around the
yes.
loop, stop,
mm-hmm.
start the truck up, and drive right back out again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, yep. Yeah, well, that I'm not surprised. I mean, if you build a business that big in 10 years, you know, you're thinking things through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have any other questions.
Okay, thank you.
Hours of operation?
Oh, man, thank you. That's the most important one.
We usually start at 6:40 a.m. And we come back around 7:30 sometime.
7:30 at night?
Yeah.
So if we said 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., that would get everybody there
mm-hmm.
on and off. Because, if we said operations stop at 7:30 and somebody wanted to come back at 7:45, you'd be in violation, so.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah, but once the time changes, you know, it gets dark early, we won't work past dark.
Five.
Yeah, so that's, you're allowed to work less hours,
mm-hmm.
but if you're gonna ask for hours, you might as well make
exactly.
sure you're covered. Does anybody, any customers come to the property?
No.
Okay, so there's no retail sales
no.
whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
Okay, that was all my questions, thank
one
you.
More. What about snow removal? Do you do any snow removal?
Yes, we do.
So during those times, you kind of have to come and go when it snows. So we have to. How do we take? Well, I guess we can talk about that later. How do we take that into account?
You can write it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, we've dealt with that
before.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
hours and less required for emergencies like snow removal.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it depends on the season too. We're real busy or not as far as if we do snow removal.
Um, You got the hours. Did we get the days of operation?
We're Monday through Saturday. There's no Sunday work. On Saturday, usually the guys are back no later than 3 o'clock.
So 6 to 3
mm-hmm.
on Saturdays. Thank you. And I just want to reiterate again, there will be no dumping of any tree debris or fill dirt.
No.
No topsoil, anything like that.
No. Mm-mm.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Mayor.
That was my question, so I have none.
Okay. All right. Staff?
None for me, thank you.
Okay.
None for me either, thank you.
All right then, we thank you. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2233 Brothers Landscaping LLC? All right, you'll just give our person a second here to clean up the podium. You may have the floor.
Looks good to me.
Okay. Thank you.
Certainly.
All right, sir, come on up. Give us your name, and you may have the floor.
Hi. Thanks for letting me speak. My name's Don Brockett. I live at 24494 German Road. I'm right next to these guys in that heavily wooded lot.
Okay.
I get the pleasure of sitting out on my porch first thing in the morning, drinking a cup of coffee and watching them get ready to go to work and do their thing. They're all very orderly. They're all very professional. These guys, they're actually living the American dream, okay?
Amen.
What it's all about, that's what's happening here. These are people who actually, they're kind of rare because they leave things better than they found them. I fully support everything they do. I just wanted to let you guys know that, and I wanted to come here in person and say that. I know there was a tiff with the neighbors on the other side over property lines. That has been settled, but I still think there's some ill feelings on the other side there. But anyhow, everything's good there. They're a great company.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is anyone else who would like to speak in favor?
We got one back.
Okay, I see you're, you're can't quite see you for the post there, but I think I saw a hand up.
Yep.
There you are.
Yep.
Okay, you're next. We'll get our podium cleaned up here. And
keep me busy. That's good.
Be labeled an MRRPC application.
Oh my gosh. We'd have to give everybody their own microphone.
Just get them hanging from the ceiling, you know?
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
That probably makes sense.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
We'll get Dwayne on that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, sir, come on up. Give us your name, you may have the floor.
Here.
That's cool. That's good. Yep.
I'm Mark Casey. I'm 28517 Warwick Road. I'm actually here to be the next case.
My name is William.
But I'm actually a brother's customer, and I just wanted to give them more of a. These guys, as the gentleman said, do a quality job of keeping their high levels of keeping their place look good. They have high standards, high religious standards. I mean, they just are great people. So I'm totally in support of the things they do. And I know if you give them the ability to do it, they won't abuse it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
You want me to stand here so she doesn't have to clean the table again?
Is there anyone else would like to speak in favor of application number 2233, conditional use 2233? Is anyone who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2233? Operator, is there anyone who would like to speak on application conditional use number 2233?
Anyone in favor of
we thank you. Anyone on the commission have any additional questions?
Thank you.
No.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. The next public hearing is change of zone number 1918, Mark A. Casey.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district to an AR1 agricultural residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, containing 7.10 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeast corner of Warwick Road and Downs Landing Road. The 911 address is 28517 Warwick Road, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 33, Parcel 55.00. Staff would note that submitted to the record, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, and the DLDOT service level evaluation response. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. And I think Mr. Casey is here to represent his application. Will you come on up? I need to ask you to state your name again for the record, please.
Mark Casey, 28517 Warwick Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Thank you, Mr. Casey. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Our story is on the internet for Delaware Culture and Seafood. I'm sorry for everything that I should have told you that earlier. I started 8 years ago working with Delaware Center for Inland Bays nonprofit, doing oyster seeding program, all the gardening program down in Bethany. From there, we bloomed working with the University of Delaware. Really started out as doing reef formation here. A few years back, we actually worked to get the legislation to have oysters for sale and consumption in the inland bays. So this property is where we like to import seed. Actually comes in as a microscopic organism. We plant it onto the shell or culch. I like to do that for the inland bays so that they can maintain their reef program. University of Delaware shut down their program. I also like to do it for consumption for all the local markets and all the farmers that are out in the Rehoboth Bay. Any questions?
We'll find out. Let's see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
I don't have any, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
Just a comment, that is a really a cool operation. I've seen that with the growing the oysters. It's really intense what you have to do for that.
Yeah, anytime you want to come to the farm, let us know.
I might take you up on that. That's cool.
Oh, actually, that'd be cool. Yeah. I'd like to do that.
Field trip.
Yeah, let's go.
Two at a time. No more than two at a time. Can't have a quorum. Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
No, other than, you know, sorry this is happening during COVID, because I'm sure there's people who would carry you out on their shoulders after downgrading zoning. So, go ahead. That's it.
Dracken?
No questions.
Okay. Staff?
None for me, thank you.
Okay. Counselor?
No, none for me. I'm just, it's certainly an interesting one to get a downzoning from MR to AR. So,
yeah,
you know, makes sense.
We don't see that very often.
Because the thing is, I mean, you can't do what you're trying to do in MR, so you need the AR for the aquaculture, which is a permitted use, so this will make life easier for you.
I was told by someone that I could do just like the first 2 acres is AR and then leave the back is MR. And I didn't do that when I first thought about it. Somebody told me about that just last week. And I don't know if that's allowed or not allowed. Well,
you can't do it now because that's not how it was advertised.
Yeah,
it's not requested that way.
Yeah, it's not requested that way. But I will tell you this, if I had a quarter for every time we had an application downzoning from MR to AR, you know what? I'd have a quarter.
We've had some C1s.
So he knows.
The people will do it often, sometimes if, you know, for assessment purposes or, you know, different permitted uses. We'll see people go from C1 that are never going to develop things C1 to AR1. We've had that every once in a while. But
your business is going to get so huge, you're going to need the whole space.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1918, Mark A. Casey? Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1918? Operator, do we have anyone standing by who would like to speak either for or against change of zone number
1918? Do you would like to speak for or against this application? Please dial 5 and 6. Again, if you'd like to speak for or against this application, please dial 5 and 6. We have no one that wishes to speak.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Nope.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. Will the rights remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay, moving on to other business. Our first item of other business is generations, welding, and contracting